Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
For two, and it's 7-0 Thunderbirds.
Nice start. Sure, Coach Tyler Fish was, that's what he was looking for.
No question. And we got a travel. That's going to be a turnover for the Blue Devils. It'll send the ball to Baraboo.
You know, I was going to say earlier, the Blue Devils came out with some throwback warm-ups today.
Yes, the blue and white stripes, the shades of the Indiana Hoosiers, only blue and white. Hannigan walks it across the timeline. He's got a couple players posting up. Now they're going to come out and get the ball. That's Olsen on the right wing. He finds Bauer left wing. Back to Hannigan to reset the offense. Blue Devils man-to-man defensively in the half court. Rivas dribbles to the baseline. He's trapped. Looking for a teammate. Finds Olsen left wing. Swinging to Lefevre. He stumbles as he drives. Now the ball is tied up, taken away. Hoffman got his hands on it. Gave it to Trader, who's now looking to drive. Now he'll kick. Schneider, three ball from the left corner. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Best. He'll kick it out for a reset. Trader now at the logo. Passes up a screen. Swings it over to Schneider. Schneider's out on the left wing. Passes on the screen. Wants to dribble and drive. Instead, Carter Rivas pokes it away. Thunderbirds come away with a steal. Bauer picks up his dribble and walks in the process. Thunderbird turnover.
Just a little awkward there that time for Brady.
John Moon is going to check in, replacing Bear Lefevre. Blue Devils went 15-11 last season, 4-4 in the Capital North Conference. Our T-Birds were 17-9, 6-8 in the Badger Small. T-Birds hoping to even their record this season at 4-4 if they can get a win tonight.
Did they match up last year?
They did not play last season.
I didn't think so.
These two teams did not. Brady Bauer comes away with a steal of a loose ball. Hannigan's got a run out. Left-hand layup is good. The point guard's got a quick four, and the Thunderbirds lead 9-0.
Nice job that time by Hannigan, just being patient, waiting for that defender to fly over. Shifted over to the left hand for an easy layup.
Impressive start offensively and defensively for Baraboo. There's a handoff to Schneider, right wing. He's defended by Moon. Swinging it over to Follis. He finds a teammate in the corner. That's Hoffman. He's looking to dribble, drive, baseline. Ball is out of bounds. It'll stay with Lodi. We're going to have the Blue Devils' first substitution. Tyler Oberling checks in, replacing Landon Best.
Rivas doing a nice job there along the baseline on that switch. Was able to knock the ball out of bounds.
Schneider's going to inbound from the baseline. He finds Oberling, who swings it out to Trader. Blue Devils looking for their first bucket. 14 minutes to go, first half. Here's a three-point look from the left wing. That's good. A triple for Preston Follis. And it's 9-3, Baraboo. Hannigan's going to walk it up. Now he's going to look to penetrate. Kicks it out. Finds Bauer. Three ball. Left wing. That's another thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Brady Bauer for three.
Now 5 points for Brown. That was a sweet stroke on that one.
Sure was. 12-3, Baraboo.
Nothing but net.
Lodi looks to answer. Schneider looking to feed the post. They're going to get John Moon here. He got a little too much contact as he was defending Kyle Hoffman down on the right block.
Boy, you've got to appreciate the work ethic, though. Moon doing a nice job.
He was getting after it.
Yeah.
Nothing easy.
He wasn't going to make it easy for him.
Trader is going to check out. He's replaced by Kyle Kurt. He's a 6'2" junior, and he's going to inbound the ball from the baseline. Lodi trails 12-3. And there's going to be a foul going the other way.
I think they're going to call an illegal
screen. They're
going
to get Schneider over an illegal screen, yes. Turnover, Lodi. Baird was going to walk it up. This is a little bit of a contrast. The girls' varsity game, Lodi employed a three-quarter court zone trap that gave the T-Birds some easy baskets but also gave them some troubles. Here's Carter Rivas from three for the right wing. No good.
Well, their man-to-man flattens out pretty quick, and they do a nice job of trying to protect the lane.
So no full-court pressure here from the boys' squad, at least not yet. Lodi now in the half court. They're going to get another three-point look. That's from the top of the key, and it is good. Preston Fallas again for three. It is now a six-point game.
Fallas keeping him in the game here.
He is indeed. Single-handedly scored all their points. Meanwhile, Hannigan's getting to the rack again, kissing one off the glass from the right side and in. Alex Hannigan with a quick six. A couple of T-Birds waiting to check in. We'll see Isaiah Romano-Thompson and Tanner Geckerman at the next whistle. Baraboo 14, Lodi 6 in the early going here. 12 and a half minutes to go first half. That pass is off Hannigan's head, but finds its intended target, Cale Schneider. Little two-man game. Schneider with a nice feed to Oberling, but he's trapped, and Hannigan steals it away. And he's looking to push. He's going to drive all the way to the rim. Oh, ball. His shot attempt just rolls off the rim. No good. Lodi comes away with the rebound.
Well, the pace of this game has certainly accelerated in the last couple of possessions.
They feed Oberling in the post. He's again double-teamed. Hannigan both times. As soon as the Oberling puts that ball on the floor, he is right there with the double-team. A couple of subs both ways. We're also going to have a couple of Lodi subs coming in. Theo Trader is going to re-enter, and Elijah Snyder comes in. As I mentioned, Romano Thompson and Geckerman check in. They replace Rivas and Bauer. Lodi inbounding beneath its own basket, trailing by eight. 12 minutes to go first half. John Moon making sure he gets out there on Trader. Now on the drive is Kyle Kurt. His shot attempt is a little short, off the rim, no good, but there's a reload. Nice offensive rebound by Elijah Schneider.
Schneider really got up there for that one, grabbed it right off the rim.
And we had another illegal screen called on the Blue Devils.
That's going to go against Schrader, his first, team second.
T-Birds are going to inbound from the far sideline, leading 14-6, under 12 minutes to go first half.
I forgot to mention, we almost had a dunk in the JV game.
Is that right?
Lodi kid, yeah.
No kidding. John Moon on the dribble drive. He tries the inside handoff. It's intercepted. Theo Trader comes away with the basketball, and he's going to start the half-court offense. Lodi's series of screens and passes, a little two-man game. They get a little floater of a pass. It goes out of bounds off Baraboo.
Nice communication that time by the Thunderbirds, though, on that switch.
On the switch, yeah. Johnny Moon got caught in the screen, and they switched.
And Dan Olson wound up poking that ball away.
Lodi in the inbound. They're going to get a three ball from the left corner, and that is good. Theo Trader for three. That's all Lodi has done. Nothing but triples. They're staying in the game. It's 14-9. 11 minutes to go. Tanner Geckerman on the drive. He gets to the lane. Floater. No good, but he draws a foul. He's going to shoot two. We're going to have a sub coming in for Lodi. Landon Best will return.
And that foul is going against Elijah Snyder. That's his second.
He picked up a quick two off the bench.
Team third foul.
Geckerman's first free throw rolls off the rim. No good. Best now checks in. He is going to replace Elijah Schneider. He's going to sit with those two fouls. Carter Rivas and Brady Bauer are both going to return. That was a quick break. They're going to replace Olson and Hannigan. So all the starters have gotten a quick rest here early in the first half. Geckerman's second free throw. That is good. He's on the board. The T-Birds lead 15-9, under 11 minutes to go, first half. Lodi with the ball, swinging it around the arc. Kurt penetrates, lefty floater in the lane, no good. Carter Rivas snags the rebound, looking to push. Now he'll get it to Bauer, left wing. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. Rivas is going to be called for steps, out beyond the arc. Another sub coming in, Preston Fallas, the three-point assassin, is checking back in. He'll replace Cale Schneider.
Well, as you talked about, nothing but threes so far for the Blue Devils.
Keeping them in the ballgame anyway. But the three ball can giveth and taketh away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lodi basketball, Blue Devils trail by six. Baseline drive, Trader. He finds Fallas, 4-3. There he is again. Preston Fallas' third triple.
He's 3-for-3 from beyond the arc.
Doing some damage. 3-point game now, and what have we got here? Oh, they're going to get John Moon for an illegal screen. Turnover, Baraboo.
For Johnny, that's going to be his second.
And he's going to sit here. Alex Hannigan's going to come get him. That's a quick two fouls off the bench for John Moon. He'll take a break. We are under 10 minutes to go. It's Baraboo 15, Lodi 12 in this non-conference affair. The fourth of four games between the Blue Devils and the Thunderbirds. Boys and girls, varsity and JV. Here's a three-point look from the left wing. That just rolls off. No good for Kurt. Ball is going to go to the Thunderbirds.
Bauer actually had his hands on that ball, but when he lost control of the ball, it rolled off the back of a Lodi defender.
Cut a break. Hannigan will walk it up. He's crossing the division line. Lodi remains man-to-man defensively. Bauer's at the top of the key. He finds Hannigan left wing. Isaiah Romano Thompson. A little backdoor pass. Nice looking cut from Geckerman, but he's cut off at the pass. T-Birds will reset. 9 minutes to go. Rivas driving. He's blocked, but he's fouled in the process.
That's going to send Rivas to the line, I believe.
I think you're right. Rivas is indeed at the line for two. Carter looking for his first points. There's point number one. Substitution for Lodi. Hoffman returns, replacing Oberling. Baraboo 16, Lodi 12. If you've just joined us, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, the NFHS Network. Second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Landon Best. You can also find us on the Civic Media mobile app and on the internet at max.fm. 4-point game, under 9 minutes to go. We got some good hard contact off the ball, and we got a 3-point look deep from the left wing. That was no good for Trader. Carter Rivas pulls down the rebound. He finds Hannigan. Hannigan was looking to drive, but it's off of Hannigan, out of bounds to Lodi. One thing that seems promising, John, is we're seeing Alex Hannigan more aggressive with his shot. He's always been a good facilitator, but I feel like it's best when he's a threat to score.
And he's doing a nice job of getting to the basket, too. Everything's been up close. Everything off of the dribble.
Hannigan goes for the steal. Nearly got it, but Theo Trader is able to gather. He's driving. Throws up a prayer. Gets the foul call.
You know, another thing about Alex is he always takes a good angle to the basket. And I'm always impressed with, sometimes in traffic, his ability to get off a shot down low.
So we're going to have Trader at the line, shooting a pair.
That foul is going to go against Brady Bauer, his first, team third.
Got a few subs we're going to check in after this free throw. It is in the air and rattles out. So Bear Lefevre and Dan Olson will return for the Thunderbirds, replacing Geckerman and Romano Thompson. And we have Cale Schneider back in the game for Lodi, replacing Kyle Kurt. 16-12, Thunderbirds lead. Trader's second free throw. That bounces off the rim, but it's batted around. An offensive rebound for Hoffman, but his shot attempt is swatted away. Baraboo comes away with the loose ball. Bear Lefevre fakes a three, drives. Nice find.
Nice
finds
pass.
Dan Olson on the left block. He scores off the backboard. Nice pass and finish for the Thunderbirds. 8 minutes to go, first half. 18-12, Thunderbirds.
Well, initially it was a nice drive to the basket, and he had the presence of mind to find Dan Olson right
and
by the basket.
He was patient with it. Didn't panic in traffic. Lodi working the ball around. They've had great success from beyond the arc, but nowhere else. There's a loose ball taken away by Dan Olson. The Thunderbirds have been opportunistic here in the first half.
And Dan came up with the ball, but knocked away by Brady Bauer that time. Good team defense by the Thunderbirds.
Baraboo sets up its half-court offense. The Fever's in the left corner, looking to drive again. Finds a cutting Dan Olson, but couldn't handle the pass. Steal for Lodi.
Lightning didn't strike twice that time.
It was a good thought, but a tough handle. Pass in traffic. Cale Schneider. They're going to get him for an offensive foul. He initiated some contact trying to get to the rim.
And for Cale, that's going to be his second.
And Coach Lystico was imploring his team to run the offense. Kyle Kurt's going to check in and replace Cale Schneider.
Both of the Schneider boys now with two fouls here with 7:14 left to go here in the first half.
We have the officials talking something over it, but I couldn't tell you what it is. Could be dinner plans for after the game.
It could be.
Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds lead 18-12. Just over 7 minutes to go.
Maybe they got a return and they're hoping Kohl's is open late.
Hannigan, dribble penetration, feeds Olsen. He scores with the left hand off the glass. Nice dish and finish once again. Thunderbird half-court offense in sync. They lead by 8. Lodi has scored only on its 4 three-point hits. Trader on the drive, in traffic. Ball is loose, stolen away by Hannigan. Handed to Lefevre. He finds Hannigan in the open court. He's looking to get all the way to the rim. Shooting through contact, nothing doing.
Boy, I tell you, they are letting them play because there was a lot of contact on both ends of the
Well, and we saw that in the girls' varsity game as well. There was a lot of contact, and they were letting them play. Isaiah Romano-Thompson returns, replacing Brady Bauer. At one point, Cadence Funmaker had the ball kind of up over her head and got taken down pro wrestling style. No call. Inbound goes to Carter Rivas. Three-point look, left side. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds from the left wing. Three-point hit for Carter Rivas. Coach Lystico has seen enough. He takes a timeout.
I think he's seen enough, and I think he wants to get in the ear of one of the officials, but the officials kind of avoiding walking in that direction.
Only answer a question if directly asked.
That's right.
So with that timeout, the score is Baraboo 23, Lodi 12. This gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make possible the magic you are hearing from John Gunnell and I this evening. These include Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. We can also run down for you some of the other action. Both the boys and girls are going to be in action at Dodgeville tomorrow. So today we had the quadruple header. Tomorrow a doubleheader at Dodgeville, both boys and girls varsity.
Speaking of officials, I saw your wonderful wife gave you a little gift there.
A referee
bobblehead.
Custom bobblehead.
Wow, that's going to be worth a lot of money.
I got lots of interesting comments on that one.
Including one or two from me.
Exactly. Oh, there's another three-point hit. This one's from the right wing. Preston follows with his fourth triple. That's keeping the Blue Devils in this game.
He leads all scorers tonight so far with 12 points.
He had the usual comments, people wondering why it didn't come with a cane and sunglasses and a seeing eye dog, that kind of thing. Baraboo looks to answer. Dan Olson's got the ball in the post, but it is stripped away. And there's a run out. Preston follows. Could it be a non-three? It finally is.
It's going to be a two-point basket.
The Blue Devils hit their first non-three, and it's a six-point game. Preston follows with 14 points already. Hannigan looking to drive, picks up his dribble, finds Olsen. He's going to fake the three, get it back to Hannigan, right wing. Hannigan's going to stop and pop. No, thought about passing, but it got stolen away. Might have been better off just going up with that one.
Yep.
Meanwhile, on the other end, Kurtz got a three from the right corner. No good. Lefevre with the rebound.
I think Alex have that one back again. He might take that shot, but can't fault him for being unselfish.
Speaking of taking shots, Rivas from downtown. No good. Lodi with the rebound. They got a golden opportunity to get back in this game here, trailing by 6 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Follis, again, long two. That one rattles out, but the only man there for the rebound was Landon Best. He puts it back in. Second chance opportunity pulls the Blue Devils within 4. T-Birds need an answer. This is what? 7 unanswered for Lodi?
Yeah, this is the closest this game's been since the beginning.
Baraboo patiently working the ball around the perimeter. Lefevre now looking to drive baseline. Fires cross court to Rivas. He finds Hannigan. Hannigan's going to get all the way to the hoop. Off the glass. A little too strong off the rim. No good. And here comes Kyle Hoffman. One-on-one versus Romano Thompson. His shot looked like it was blocked, but it's going to be a foul on
nice
Isaiah
behind
Romano
the
Thompson.
Back move there.
Mm-hmm. And the Blue Devils have the mojo. Hoffman will go to the line looking for his first points. First free throw is in the air and off the back iron. No good. Geckerman returns for the Thunderbirds to replace Rivas. We have Oberling returning and Caden Ballweg checking in for the Blue Devils. They replace Preston Follis and Bennett Nyquist. No, not Bennett Nyquist. Sorry. Landon Best, who had just scored in the last possession. Second free throw is in the air and good. So Kyle Hoffman is on the board, and the Blue Devils are within three. 4 minutes to go, first half.
When they've been hitting the three ones, they finally hit one of the free ones.
Hannigan drives. Oh, he has a shot rattled out on a nice penetration move. The ball is going to stay with the Thunderbirds.
Much to the chagrin of the Lodi faithful.
There does seem to be a measure of chagrin. Inbound goes from Hannigan to Romano Thompson. He finds Geckerman. That's a three-pointer. Top of the key. Off the back iron. No good.
Not a bad-sized crowd. I was kind of wondering, coming in with the rain, if that was going to discourage
Holiday week. It could work for or against you. Yeah. And they're getting all the way to the rim is Trader, but he misses. A little too strong off the backboard. It lips off the rim. Thunderbirds grab the rebound. That was Isaiah Romano Thompson coming down with it. Hands to Hannigan, who sets up the Thunderbirds offense. Thunderbirds have been in control, but they now lead by only three. Hannigan, dribble drive, kick out. Geckerman, corner three, too long. Trader with the rebound. Kick out to Hoffman. He's got to run out. His shot attempt is no good, but he is fouled.
I think they're going to get Alex on that one.
So the T-Birds, all of a sudden, have seen their lead dwindle. They're up only three, and the Blue Devils have a couple of shots at the charity stripe.
They're one for four so far.
First is in the air. Clanks off the back iron. Brady Bauer will return for Baraboo, replacing Isaiah Romano Thompson. Lodi has a sub waiting for the shooter. Should he sink this free throw? It's in the air, and it is good. So Hoffman's got 2 points. He's going to check out. He'll be replaced by Elijah Schneider. He checked out earlier with foul trouble. Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds now leading by only two. They led by as many as 11. And Bauer has his pocket picked. Elijah Schneider results in a run-out layup. And we are all tied with 3 minutes to go, first half. Thunderbirds got off to a dream start and have had a nightmare sequence since then. Coach Fish wants a timeout to reset the Thunderbirds here. We are tied at 23, 3 minutes to go in the first half. This gives us a chance to catch you up on some other Baraboo High School athletics. As we mentioned, both the boys and girls basketball teams will be in action at Dodgeville tomorrow. The girls team also has a game scheduled at Mauston on Thursday. The girls hockey team hosts Northland Pines tonight. The boys hockey team has a tournament at Stoughton tomorrow and then will travel to Viroqua on Thursday. And the wrestling team has its bi-state invitational in La Crosse tomorrow. A little bit of a lighter schedule with it being holiday week.
But still plenty of choices for Thunderbird
still
fans to
options.
Get out there and support right. These kids.
So it's going to be Baraboo basketball. Rivas is going to inbound from the sideline to Hannigan. T-Birds looking to regain control of this game. All tied up. Brady Bauer dribbling, posting, and kicking out. We are under 3 minutes to go, first half. T-Birds led by as many as 11. We are now all tied at 23. Hannigan's going to fire for three. Left wing off the back of the rim, no good. But Olsen gets the rebound. Pitches to Hannigan. Finds Lefevre. Right corner, three. No good. Schneider comes away with the rebound. The T-Birds get a couple opportunities, but can't convert from beyond the arc. Lodi has a chance to take a lead.
It would be their first lead of the ball game.
Trader finds Oberling. Working on Olsen in the left block. Double team by Hannigan. Kick out. That's going to be a travel. Kicked it out to Trader, who is going to go up for the shot. Tried to dribble out of it. They only let you get away with that in the and one mixtape.
But good defense by Hannigan that time. He dropped
for
down
sure.
In the post to help out in the post, and then he got back out when they kicked the ball out and discouraged that shot.
So. He's had good success getting some steals on that double team, but was also able to get back out and guard the shooter. Good work. Baraboo with another chance to regain the lead here. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. Carter Rivas is coming with a baseline drive. Floater, 4 feet, that's good. Rivas with his first two-point field goal of the game, and the Thunderbirds lead by two.
Well, he's got them all now. I got him for a 1-2 and a 3.
Lodi basketball. Follis finds Oberling inside for a slam dunk. Tyler Oberling throwing it down in the paint, and it's all tied at 25.
He's kind of got that Kurt Rambis look to him.
And how about that? Not just throwing down a dunk like in transition with a run out. That's just getting right up. Oberling listed at 6'8". Down to a minute to play, first half. Thunderbirds working the ball around the arc. Hannigan finds Dan Olson. Looking to drive on Oberling. Lefty floater, no good. Oh, good little shot from 3-4 feet out. Elijah Snyder comes away with the rebound. He feeds a teammate. Caden Ballwig scores in the paint. Nice feed from Snyder, and the Blue Devils lead. 30 seconds to play, first half.
Well, we talked about this possibly being a barn burner. It's certainly turning into one.
Looking that way, it looked like the T-Birds might just roll, and instead we've got a tight one. Under half a minute to go, first half. Baraboo trails by two. The Thunderbirds seem content to play for the last shot. Here comes Hannigan, 10 seconds left. Dribble drive, lefty, off the glass. It's good. Alex Hannigan. Clutch shot. Now with 3 seconds left, the ball is loose. Elijah Snyder, will he get a shot off? I don't think this is going to get off. Nope, they're going to wave off that basket. Shot in the paint after time expired. Our halftime score, Lodi 27, Baraboo 27. In addition to the always insightful statistical roundup by John Gunnell, at halftime we will also have a special guest. We're going to talk to a former Thunderbird here for a little halftime interview at some point.
That'll be way more exciting than listening to me, I'll tell you.
Well, the Blue Devils were facing a double-digit deficit, but admirably climbed right back into the ball game, even briefly took a lead before things were tied up at 27. For those who may have not been keeping track all day, the Blue Devils did win the girls' varsity game, 62-27 over the Thunderbirds. JV girls were victorious for Baraboo. In the JV boys' game, the Blue Devils got a 6-point win. We'll take a little break here and talk a little bit more about the first half and set up the second half right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, a few foggy areas as well, lows in the upper 30s. For the afternoon, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky, your Saturday high in the mid-40s. Maybe a shower Sunday once again, highs in the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 39 right now.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score, we are all tied at 27 between the Thunderbirds and their guests, the Blue Devils of Lodi. We have a special halftime guest, former Thunderbird and my son, Drew Bromley. Drew, welcome to the broadcast. Tell us what you saw in the first half.
Thank you. I'll tell you what I saw. I saw a lot of threes going in.
For Lodi?
First 15 points, all off of threes, and then they started scoring in the paint at the end. If you weren't watching, a big old dunk at the end there by their big fella. But other than that, just about everything was from beyond the arc. Looks like everything runs through number three on Lodi. That's Fawless, and number one, and that's Trader. And those are the guys to watch. The T-Birds need to watch on the perimeter without giving up too much, too many rebounds.
Now, we saw the Thunderbirds break out to a double-digit lead, which got away from them. How do you think they might keep a lead in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Live by the three, die by the three. So if the T-Birds can stay consistent and score in and out, I think it's going to depend on whether or not the Blue Devils are going to stay hot from three. Because if they're not hot, I think we'll see the T-Birds slowly pull away. But if Lodi keeps hitting threes, T-Birds going to have to find an answer beyond the arc, I think.
So, Drew, you're a 2022 Thunderbird graduate and a former basketball co-captain and letter winner. You're a junior at the University of Minnesota studying psychology. What do you remember about playing for Coach Fish?
You ask every player loves Coach Fish, and the rest of the staff as well, Blazing, Beth, and Stats, and even Coach Hannigan. Everybody loves these guys. I mean, I don't think we can say enough about them. I think of so many fond memories and good times on and off the court with them, and I think this is still going on today. Obviously, winning helps, but knowing good people is always helpful.
Thank you for joining us, Drew. We'll be back with the first half stats here on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Seasons Counseling, Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Big Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score is Lodi 27, Baraboo 27. It's now time for John Gunnell to present the first half stats.
Well, first for Lodi, they were led by Preston Follis, who hit 4 three-pointers and a deuce, so he's got 14. Theo Trader hit a three. And a host of Blue Devils, including Kyle Hoffman, Elijah Snyder, Landon Best, Caden Bolwig, and Tyler Oberling have 2 points. Tyler are bringing down the house with that thunderous
dunk. Loud points.
The Thunderbirds so far tonight are led by Alex Hannigan with 8, Carter Rivas with 6, Brady Bauer 5, Daniel Olson with 4, and rounding out the scoring is Bear LaFave with a 3, and Tanner Geckerman, who added a free throw.
We're ready for the final 18 minutes. It's going to be Baraboo basketball inbounding from the near sideline.
It's going to be a challenge because I just broke my cheater. So
you have a great excuse.
It's going to be an interesting second half for me either way.
Thunderbird basketball, they're looking to get back in front. They led by double digits in the first half, but Lodi clawed back in to even take a lead briefly. We'll see how the second half starts here if the Thunderbirds can get back in control. Bear LaFever on a drive. His pass is kicked out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Thunderbirds. Many thanks to my son Drew for joining us at halftime.
It's always nice to have the former Thunderbirds come back.
You know, he brought a couple with him. I could have had a couple interviews there. The Thunderbirds nearly turn it over, but the ball's going to be out of bounds off the Blue Devils. Thunderbirds will keep it. Drew made a comment similar to what we were saying, is you can live by the three and die by the three. And the teams had very different results from beyond the arc in the first half. We'll see if that reverses course here.
Absolutely.
In the second.
Absolutely.
Thunderbird basketball. Carter Rivas out on the left wing. He finds Hannigan at the Thunderbird logo. We are just underway. Second half tie ball game. Carter Rivas finds Hannigan. Baird was going to reset the offense again. Bear LaFever at the top of the key. Dribbles into traffic. Gathers a loose ball, but throws it away. Stolen away by Hollis. Follis, I should say. But then his pass is intercepted, but it's regathered and put in the bucket by Landon Best. And Lodi takes an early second half lead. 29-27. There's a three ball for Olson. You don't see that often. That's a thunderbolt from the left wing for the big man, and the Thunderbirds regain the lead. Baraboo 30, Lodi 29. 16 and a half to go in this non-conference matchup. Thunderbirds remain man-to-man defensively. Cale Snyder looking to drive on Hannigan. Picks up his dribble. Fires a pass out of bounds. Turnover.
I think the Thunderbirds have been solid defensively all night. You know, a couple of three balls you get hit by. You know, if you're going to give them shots, those are the ones typically you're kind of hoping they're going to miss. But I think they've made it tough for them.
John Moon checks in, replacing Bear Lefevre for the Thunderbirds. Baraboo looking to build on a one-point lead early in the second half. Olsen has a pass intercepted. Best comes away with the loose ball. Lodi heading the other way. Best called for steps. That's another Lodi turnover. A little bit of a messy start here to the second half.
Yeah, he just got caught in an awkward position there, and there was nothing he could do. Either throw it up awkwardly or take the step toward the hoop, and he called for the travel.
We are under 16 minutes to go. Second half. Olsen in the left wing. Going to get it out to Bauer. Bauer's pass. Moon couldn't quite handle it. That's another steal for Landon Best. An exchange of turnovers here.
I don't know if I'd credit him with a steal there. Just kind of an awkward.
It bounced off the recipient's face. Cale Snyder looking to drive. Pulls up for a jumper. Baseline. 15 feet. That's good. Cale Snyder with his first bucket gives Lodi a 31-30 lead. Rivas takes an Olsen screen. Picks up his dribble. Finds Bauer. That's Moon out at the logo. Hands to Olsen.
Ever since Danny hit that three, he's playing along the perimeter now.
He sure is. Rivas drives into traffic. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Thunderbirds. Isaiah Romano Thompson will check in, replacing Brady Bauer.
Wants to show off that long game.
Hey, now, if you got that in your bag, you know.
Absolutely. 100%.
Thunderbirds will inbound from beneath their basket. Hannigan finds Rivas. Rivas steps on the end line as he drives. Out of bounds. That's another turnover. Both teams stacking up turnovers here to start the second half. Theo Trader finds Kyle Hoffman. He'll hand to Snyder. Snyder looking to penetrate on Hannigan. Kicks out. Three-point look for Trader. Off the rim, no good, but offensive rebound goes right to him, and he slices through the Thunderbird defense for two. That's Theo Trader's first two-point field goal, and it's now a three-point Lodi lead.
He now has 5 points on the night.
Carter Rivas spinning. He's stripped. Trader comes away with it. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out to Snyder.
I believe this is the biggest lead of the night for Lodi.
I think you're right. Blue Devils swinging the ball around the arc. T-Birds looking for a spark here in the second half. Uh-oh, they find Fallas for a three-point in the left wing. Rattles out, but Best is there for the rebound. Put-back attempt is no good, but he is fouled by Hannigan. Blue Devils continue to maintain control here in the second half.
And that's going to be Hannigan's second foul, first team foul this half.
Best's first free throw is rattling out, no good. A couple of subs coming in for the Blue Devils. I should say one. Kyle Kurt is going to come in, replacing Theo Trader. Oberling is waiting to come in for the shooter.
Well, he's got two first names, so we'll count that as two substitutions.
The second free throw in the air and good, but we got a violation on the Blue Devils. So that free throw was wiped out. Oberling checks in, replacing Best. Can the T-Birds get something going? Trailing 33-30, 13 and a half to go. Baraboo led by as many as 11 in the first half before a furious rally at the end of the half. We were tied at the intermission. Carter Rivas on the drive. Floater. Reynolds off the rim, no good. Lodi with the rebound. They are moving to our left here in the second half. Swinging the ball around the perimeter. Yeah, they find Oberling in the post. Score, it looked like he was about to score on Olsen. The shot rolls off the rim, but
he looked like he was about to dunk it again. This is what he looked
like.
He
was thinking about it. He hesitated. I thought they might even get him for a travel.
Yep. So the foul goes against Dan Olsen. It'll be his first, second team foul.
Oberling goes to the line. He has 2 points on a thunderous first half dunk. Oberling's first attempt is in the air. Grazes the net, no good. Tanner Geckerman checks in for the T-Birds, replacing John Moon. Oberling dribbles. His second free throw. Off the back iron, no good. Rivas has the rebound. Carter Rivas, always been a good rebounding guard.
Hannigan's a good rebounding guard, too. We've
certainly
blessed
is.
With two real good ones.
Certainly is. Tanner Geckerman driving baseline. Finds Hannigan on the right block. The ball is stripped away. It's out of bounds off Geckerman, who was standing out of bounds. It goes to Lodi. Two Blue Devils checking in, Theo Trader and Elijah Schneider.
Can it go off you out of bounds and be out of bounds on you, or are you already out of bounds?
So, yeah, since it hit him and he's out of bounds, it's out of bounds on the T-Birds.
Okay.
Yep. We get a 30-second timeout. Thunderbirds, that gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore.
You know, speaking of those sponsors, I mean, get out and support them. They do a lot to support the athletic programs here, not just the basketball program, but all of our programs.
Of course, Don Larson had a big acquisition this past year, acquiring a Ford dealership. There's now a Don Larson Ford, as well as the Superstore that we've known for many years. And, of course, yeah, they've always been a big supporter of Thunderbird Sports.
Yeah, I had a chance to work with Scott Larson on the boys hockey board for a number of years. And again, we've got great sponsors here. So when you're out there shopping for a car, keep them in mind.
And many of these are fine chamber members, if I might add. In fact, they all are. Lodi basketball, but there's a steal. Hannigan picks off a pass in the lane, fires it up ahead to Tanner Geckerman. His layup attempt is too strong.
Well, it got knocked away. I think he got deflected on the way up.
Lodi with a three the other way. Ooh, it's going to be a three-shot foul on Isaiah Romano Thompson. He was trying to defend in transition. Got a little too much of the arm. Three free throws coming up for Theo Trader. Been a bit of a grinder here to start the second half. We were tied at 27 at the break. It's now Lodi 33, Baraboo 30. T-Birds have a hard time putting it in the hole here in the second half. First free throw from Trader is no good. Second is good. Brady Bauer returns. He'll replace Isaiah Romano Thompson. 4-point game. As we await Trader's third free throw attempt, it is in the air and good. He hits 2 out of 3. It's like the old NBA days when you got to shoot 3 to make 2. Just over 12 minutes to go. Lodi leads Baraboo by 5. Baraboo needs to kickstart its offense here in the second half. Olsen's going to fire another 3 from the left wing. That's another Thunderbolt. The big fella with another triple. And Dan Olsen has 10 points. Secret weapon has been unleashed from the arsenal. 2-point ball game. That pass is nearly stolen, knocked away by Tanner Geckerman out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Devils.
Both of his three had similar arc on it, too.
That's like, that'll bring rain.
It's up there, yeah.
I mean, it's already
absolutely
raining here, but our
we don't need more rain.
Our spring-like weather today. Checking in is Bear Lefevre replacing Alex Hannigan. 35-33 Lodi. We are on winter break, but it feels like spring out there. 40 degrees and rain. Oh, Lodi got away with a walk.
They did. And
they're going to reset their offense. That Schneider out at the logo finds Oberling. Several reserves on the floor now. A couple of starters for Lodi. Running the offense, working the ball around. T-Birds remain man-to-man defensively. Schneider driving on Bauer and scoring. Elijah Schneider with a strong move to the post. Scores for two, and it's a four-point lead. Rivas looking to penetrate. Gets into the lane. Floater, no good, but there's Dan Olson with the putback. He has 12. Dan Olson keeping the T-Birds in this ballgame. Nice second effort. It's 37-35, Lodi. They've got some contact on the perimeter. They could have gotten Cale Schneider for a chicken wing. No call, play on. Here's Elijah Schneider driving to the hole. Shooting through contact. Nothing doing. Barry Lefevre comes away with a ball, hands to Bauer. Bauer's going to get it back to him, and the T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. Lodi also man-to-man defensively. Rivas fakes a three, drives, floats. 4 feet out, no good, bounces off the rim. Oberling with the rebound, gets it in the hands of Cale Schneider. He'll walk it up. Carter Rivas showing token three-quarter court pressure. Lodi leads Baraboo by two, 10 minutes to go. Heck of a non-conference ball game here tonight.
It's been a great game so far on both sides.
Cale Schneider works around a screen, picks up his dribble at the free throw line. He's going to kick it out to Trader for a reset. Kurt kicks out. Schneider's going to fire for three. Left wing. Rattles out. Dan Olson with the rebound. T-Birds with a chance to tie or potentially take the lead. 9.5 minutes to go. Lefevre passes on the three. T-Birds going to work it around. Brady Bauer lost his dribble momentarily but gathered. Dan Olson's been doing all the damage. He gets to the paint, to the rim. He misses but is fouled by Oberling. Dan Olson doing work beyond the arc and in the paint. We're going to have a trio of Blue Devils checking in after this first free throw. And Hannigan is going to return for the T-Birds. Looks like Romano Thompson will as well. Olson's first free throw is in the air. Brings rain, but bounces off the rim. Hannigan and Romano Thompson do indeed check back in, replacing Geckerman and Rivas. Oberling is going to check out along with both Schneiders. They're replaced by Best and Hoffman. Second free throw in the air and good. Dan Olson leads the T-Birds in scoring. We got a one-point game. T-Birds again showing token full court man-to-man pressure. Lefevre defending Trader. He goes all the way to the lane and scores. Theo Trader accepting the challenge.
He just kept going and going and going. And
nobody ever stopped
there
the ball.
No really resistance.
No help defense. 39-36. T-Bird basketball. Olson on the right wing. Drives. Kicks. There are bodies on the floor in the lane. Romano Thompson drives. Shoots. Misses, but is fouled. We saw this in the girls' varsity game as well. There were bodies on the floor and play on, baby. This crew isn't here to bail you out.
So that foul's going to go against Hoffman. It's going to be his first.
Romano Thompson's first attempt rattles out.
Yeah, you made that reference several times. The body's hit the floor. Yeah. A little drowning pool reference. 90s new metal.
And the second free throw is good, so Romano Thompson has his first point. Two-point ball game. Lodi with the ball and a lead. Trader again, defended by Lefevre. Gives it up. Vallis passes cross court back to Trader. Little two-man game, pick and roll. Instead, he's going to stop and pop. 10 feet, no good. But the rebound evades Hannigan. Blue Devils come away with it, but now with a loose ball. Isaiah Romano Thompson's got the ball and ahead of steam. He spins, he shoots. He misses. Hoffman with the rebound. 8 minutes to go. Three-point look. There he is again. Follis, this time he misses. gets his own rebound and draws a foul on the floor.
It's a couple times where he's missed one where he's followed it.
And it bounces right back to him, yeah. But also the T-Birds got to put a body on that shooter.
Yep.
A couple of subs coming in for the Blue Devils. Cale Schneider and Caden Baldwig check in, replacing Kyle Kurt. And I missed who else checked out. Carter Rivas is going to return for the T-Birds, replacing Bear Lefevre.
You know, and that's one area I really have been impressed with the Thunderbirds' defense, but there have been a couple times where they don't really box out.
8 minutes to go, and there's a steal. Speaking of defense, Dan Olsen with the steal. Carter Rivas, one on three. He's going to go all the way to the hoop. He misses, but draws a foul. And we have a little, we have some extracurriculars underway, away from the ball, away from the play.
I think that the crowd kind of fueled that more than anything.
Probably. I think you're probably right. So it's 39-37 Lodi. Carter Rivas at the line. He could tie this game up. First toss is pure. Carter Rivas has seven. 1 point game, under 8 minutes to go. It's been a thriller throughout. Rivas' second free throw rattles in. We are all tied at 39. Baraboo now putting on full court pressure. Looks like a 2-1-2. Hannigan hits the floor in the backcourt. Play on. Fallas is open for three from the corner. You know he hit that. Fallas with his fifth triple of the game. Lodi regains the lead. 7.5 to go. That's the guy you can't leave open out there.
No, he's been hot all night.
Rivas determined to penetrate into traffic. Ball is taken away. Handing it with a steal. Layup possibility, and it's good. From the left side, Hannigan with the steal and the score. He's got 10. 1 point game, 7 minutes to play. Hannigan going for another steal. He pokes it away out of bounds. It'll stay with Lodi.
Both he's found some vulnerability there on that dribbler, and he's going after it.
Picking up the defensive intensity. Lodi 42, Baraboo 41. 7 minutes to play in this non-conference game. Schneider on the dribble, dribbling into traffic, picks up his dribble. Fallas, he's been deadly tonight. He steps back for a three. That hits nothing. But Lodi gathers the loose ball and gets a second chance. It's an air ball, but it's also a reload.
That was one where I think the Thunderbirds just assumed it was going to go out of bounds. And
got to keep hustling. Yep. There's a ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Lodi. Hannigan is protesting to no avail. Blue Devils have the ball and a one-point lead here at Baraboo. And we have a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout for Coach Lystico. Gives us a chance to run down some of the other Baraboo High School athletics action. Both the boys and girls varsity squads will be in action at Dodgeville tomorrow. The girls team also has a road game scheduled Thursday at Mauston. Girls hockey team is hosting Northland Pines tonight. Boys hockey has a tournament at Stoughton tomorrow. And also will travel to Viroqua on Thursday. Always a lovely drive in winter.
Oh, over to Viroqua, yeah. That's a fun one.
Sure, there won't be any snow or ice. It'll be fine. And the wrestling team has its bi-state invitational in lacrosse tomorrow.
I've made that drive many times as a hockey parent.
I figured you had. You probably made many treacherous drives as a hockey parent.
You know, you look back on it now, and I miss those days, you know.
The sepia tone memories. You don't remember swearing the whole way, cursing fate. Lodi has the ball and a one-point lead with 6.5 minutes to go. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be joined by the beloved John Gunnell here on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network. Lodi working the ball around the perimeter. Bauer goes for the steal. Lodi keeps control. Now they're coming out of a timeout. You know, if they drew up a play here or if they just wanted to kind of work it around a bit. They find Best inside. His shot is blocked. Dan Olsen says, not today. However, once again, the Blue Devils are able to regain control.
They did a nice job on that possession of moving the ball around. A lot of people touched the ball.
Lodi 42, Baraboo 41. Long possession here. Thunderbirds have been on defense a long time. Cale Schneider on the drive, and they're going to get Hannigan for a handsy foul. Put his hands on the dribbler. And we're going to have a sub checking in.
So for Hannigan, that's going to be his third. It'll be the fifth team foul here in the second half.
Theo Trader checks in, replaces Caden Ballwig. It's still Lodi ball, baseline inbound. They find Trader. Lodi's going to reload from the Thunderbird logo. They've been patient here. The Thunderbirds have been on defense for about a minute and a half straight.
I think there's a
and we got
stoppage of play. I think it's a warning against the bench.
I think we may.
I don't know if there was a... I don't think a technical was called.
Officials talking things over with the Lodi coach. Lodi's going to keep the ball. They're going to inbound from the far baseline.
So I think he gave the bench a warning there.
Okay.
I don't think anything was called.
Bench warning. Inbound goes to Trader. He penetrates. Misses. Olsen swats it out, but it's right back in the Lodi hands. The possession that would never end. This is three reloads for Lodi. We're ticking down to nearly 5 minutes to play in this one-point game. Vallis, always a threat beyond the arc. He gives it up. Here's a three-point